Welcome. I'm just going to take some time tonight in the middle of this beautiful singing and wonderful scriptures that we've heard to just take a moment to reflect on what it's all about, of the one in whom we gather around, the Christ Jesus born unto us. And this is a story that changes everything. It's a story that defines us, changes everything. It's when love came down from heaven unto earth to come and make a home in each and every one of us. It's a story that changes everything. I don't know about you, but I have a guilty secret in our household that on a Sunday afternoon around Christmas season, I don't know if you join me in this, by watching a Hallmark Christmas movie. But you know that in this Christmas movie, the story is always going to be the same, isn't it? There's always going to be someone who works in the city, but then ends up going to some quiet American town somewhere where they're going to meet the love of their life. They're going to hate each other at first, and there's going to be a bit of drama. But you know in an hour's time, they're going to be together, getting married on Christmas Eve. We love these stories, don't we? We love these stories about when love enters a town, when love enters someone's life. Well, I want to share the story tonight of how love came down from heaven to come and be in our lives. But this story looks like something. And I just simply want to take a few moments to just pull apart what this story looks like. And the first is this. It looks like a promise. It looks like a promise of God making a way for all humanity to find a life reconciled back to God. If you know your Bible at all, if you've ever flicked open a Gideon in a hotel room, you would know that it begins with Genesis. And you might know the story of Adam and Eve, of how sin came and entered the world and they were separated from God. You might know this story. Even in this story, there begins to be a seed of a promise. But in isolation, in despair, in darkness, God is going to make a way for everybody to come back. One of my favourite movies and books is The Chronicles of Narnia. And Mr. Tumnus speaks of a time of what we might see in the Old Testament of bleakness, of darkness, of desolation. Is there any hope? And Mr. Tumnus says this to Lucy about Narnia. He says, "It's always winter and never Christmas." And I wonder if that's what the people felt like in the Old Testament, and you might be feeling like that here tonight. It's always winter and never Christmas. But there's another character in the story, Beaver, one of my favourite characters. And Beaver knew the promise. Beaver knew the promises. So he was in this place of despair, of darkness, but he knew the promise. And this is what he said. He said, "Wrong will be made right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. And when he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes his mane, it will be springtime again." Beaver knew the promise. So in this dark, desolated place, God is sending a promise. And it's the coming of the Saviour. It's the coming of Jesus, who will bring his people back to the Father, back to himself. In Isaiah, it says this, that people walking in darkness have seen a great light. In the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, and he is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He sent a promise. And it's found in this baby in a stable. Emmanuel, God with us. And we sing this song, joy to the world, the Lord has come. It's good news because the promise has come. And it's going to be great joy to the world. It's great joy to us here tonight. But that's not the fulfillment of the promise. A baby found in the manger isn't the end of the story. Just as God is coming into a cradle, he is also going to go to a cross. And that's where we see the fulfillment of his promises. That he's come not to be born in Bethlehem, but to go and hang on a cross that every single one of us might be reconciled back to him. We heard it when the angel spoke to Joseph here tonight of saying this, that in Mary's womb is a baby there and it's been conceived by the Holy Spirit. And the angel says this to Joseph, she will give birth to a son and you will give him the name Jesus because he came to save people from their sins. So there's a wonderful promise in this birth of Christ at Christmas. But he came to rescue us from our sins. So there's a promise, but there's also a rescue. This baby is the Saviour. He is the one who can reconcile us back to God. And he is the one who can take us back into that place of holiness that all of humanity once knew. I'll put it simply, that through Jesus, we get to go home. We get to go home to his everlasting kingdom. John said it this way, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He is a good God. He is a faithful God. And he would not leave one of us in isolation. But he, because he loved us, came amongst us to come and reconcile us back to him, to make a way for life eternal. The early church said it like this, for he has rescued us from the dominion and darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. And the wonderful thing about this rescue is that he comes to get us. We don't have to make sure we're all cleaned up, all good and right before we can come to Jesus. The whole point is that we need a rescue. The Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So it doesn't matter how much you volunteer. It doesn't matter how much you pop along to church. It doesn't matter how much you watch songs of praise or even read your Bible. That's not going to get you into eternal life. But it's through faith in Jesus Christ. It's through faith that you know that he went to that cross to take away your sin and the sin of the world. Ephesians says, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We've all been rescued. And tonight, if you're wondering if your volunteering was enough, or if you can clean yourself up some way, Christ is before you tonight, reaching out saying, I can rescue you into the eternal kingdom, into a relationship with myself. So we see this promise and we see this rescue, but the beautiful thing about God is that he never stops there. From this rescue, we get a beautiful exchange of lives. We are a people who are no longer walking in darkness, but a light has come. And when we put our faith in Jesus, when we trust him and ask for his Spirit to come and fill our hearts and fill our lives, he takes our life and places his life in us. It's a beautiful, miraculous, and wonderful exchange. When we accept Christ, all of our problems might not go away. But when we accept Christ, everything on the inside of us changes. The light of heaven dawns in the darkness of our hearts, and everything changes. We can never be the same. He exchanges our life for his life. Jesus said in Luke 4, he said this, that the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. He came to take all of our things, all of our captivity, all of our blindness, all of our wandering, all of our lostness for the perfect. He came for those who needed rescuing. And it's a beautiful exchange when he pours his life into us. So we see a promise, and we see a rescue, and we see an exchange. And then he commissions. He asks us to go and give to the world around us. He doesn't do all this so that we can just pop along to church now and then. He does all this that we might change the world through the love of Christ. When the shepherds met Jesus at that manger, they didn't go, "Oh, lovely," and walk home quietly and sit amongst their sheep again. They had met the Saviour of the world. The promise had come. And scriptures tell us that they left rejoicing, singing about this wonderful Saviour that has come amongst them. And I want to ask you tonight, if you've had that beautiful exchange of lives, sing about it. Tell people about the wonderful news that you know. We should share and we should give it. I want to finish with a story. And it wouldn't be Christmas without the Salvation Army, would it? So I'm going to share a story from the Salvation Army in 1937. Where they were doing some evangelism out in Southampton. They left the streets of Paris and came to Southampton. And this book, it's simply titled Lost Jewels Recovered. And I wonder what lost jewels need to be recovered tonight. And it simply says this. During the campaign at Southampton 2 years ago, a man who had walked all the way from Liverpool to Southampton with a knife hidden in his coat to kill another man who had wronged him was arrested by the poster outside the church announcing our meetings. Churches were not in his line at all, yet he was impelled to enter and stood at the back. I was speaking that night on "Forgive us our sins as we forgive them that sin against us." The following day, being very exhausted, I went out to walk alone. While looking in the shop window, I saw a tall man coming towards me. "He wants money," I thought to myself, and regretted that I had none. As he came nearer, he spoke. "Aren't you..." "Am I not what?" "The Marechal," he replied, as I was incognito. He didn't quite recognise me. "Yes," I replied, "that's me. Do you want some money?" "No," he said. "I have come all the way from Liverpool with a knife to murder my employer at 6 o'clock this morning. But I saw a picture on a bill outside the church, and while listening to you preaching, all the murder went out of my heart and I could not do it." He pulled out this little hymn book that we used during our meetings and he said, "I've been saying this verse all through the night. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. That day, the love of Jesus filled my heart, and I gave my knife to the scouts. That's what Jesus does. It happened in 1937, and it happens in lives today. That when Jesus comes, he comes with something hidden in our coats tonight, of some pain or agenda. And I wonder how many of us need to be arrested by the love of God here tonight. And may you know that when he even sees a flicker in your heart, he will come to you and he will reconcile himself to you. So I pray for you this Christmas that you will realize the promise, that you will step into the rescue, and that you will know and find Jesus Christ. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you that you are way more than just a promise in a cradle. We thank you that you were born to this earth to go to the grave for us. We thank you that when you raised to new life, you raised us with you. And Lord God, I pray for us this Christmas that we will be people where a light has come, and we will step in to all you have for us. Lord, I pray tonight that if there are any people here who need to find life eternal in Christ, you will lead them to that place of simple prayer, of repentance and commitment. Lord, we love you, and we honor you, and we praise you, and we thank you for that exchange of lives. We pray this for your name and in your glory. Amen.